Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, y'all, we have a brand new bonus episode on Patreon that we want you to check out. But before you do that, enjoy this teaser right here. Then go over to patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod to hear the full episode. You know we're getting back onto the regular schedule programming, but hear it here first.
1, 2, 1, 2. Check it out. It's the guys.
I enjoy stand-up comedy, but it does feel, it sucks when people bomb. You gotta have tough skin for that game.
Yeah, that's bombing true. Is fun.
But I also was like, I could do this. I feel like podcasting prepares
that's the problem
you for
with
shit like
bombing.
That.
It makes people, you know,
makes
what I'm
you
saying?
Stronger.
Yeah, when you're good,
comedians.
Yeah, when you're when you're good, no one thinks like, oh, I could do this. It's when you're bombing. It's like when you're up there eating shit.
They're
somebody's
like,
gonna be like. Oh, I could do this.
No, That's what I thought.
Some people make it look easy.
Doing good comedy?
Yeah. Sometimes people be so good that you'd be like, oh, man, they just up there talking.
I could do that. Yeah. But you know what? I think we have an event. Well, not me. I'm not a comedian. I'm totally just fucking bullshitting. But I think being a podcaster, you develop, hopefully, the skill of storytelling. And if you develop the skill of storytelling, then you can hit the punch, and then it could be like, I think you have a better chance. Yeah.
But if you got 3 minutes, if you got 5 minutes.
Right, that's the thing.
That's a quick time. That's true.
Yeah, right, like
we have
that leeway, yeah, like,
that trust.
If people, I only did podcasting, I probably would have never thought to go into comedy.
Right.
It's the fact that I'm an onstage host, and I'm like, well, I'm doing literally. Comic friends are telling me, yo, why? Reggie would tell me all the time, like, yo, you're doing comedy. I'm watching you do comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it. I'm like, nah, but these jokes only work because I told you, like, my biggest worry was the transition is when you're on that stage doing comedy, people are expecting you to be funny.
They're waiting.
Yeah.
When I'm hosting, they're like, oh, this nigga's funny too. That's crazy.
Right.
We thought he just knew the music. We just thought he was cool.
Right.
But, oh, he told a joke. That's funny. Oh, he roasted this person. That's funny.
Yeah.
So it was like,
there's not as much expectation.
I
keep telling people when you're hosting.
But having a live audience too is just like the scary, a big part of
it. That's what I would say is the difference between podcasts. Like when people are like funny on podcasts and they just jump and say, I'm going to do a comedy.
It doesn't always equate.
I said, all right. You know, those are real people.
Yeah.
But you do live audience stuff, and you've been on tour with like guys next door, and some people haven't had that experience, and then jump in and think I could do that, and it's like that's a different ball game. Even podcasting and being on live stage, I'm like, bitch, I didn't sign up for this. I didn't sign up for this. I'm not a comedian. But now when people are fucking in front of you, expecting some shit, and they done paid,
right?
Mm-hmm. You have that.
And I think.
Wait, did we start? We should start.
It's a bonus episode. Okay. We just put the shit up there. There's no. They paid for
there's
it.
No
so they paid
not
for
gonna,
it.
There's
no intro. They paid
you're
for
not
it.
Intro the background.
I was
everything. Different.
I was gonna do it, and then the conversation was just good. So I was like, "Fuck it." They know at this point, y'all paid for this. So
it's on you.
These bonuses you're paid for. You want the intro? Go to get the free, Randy.
Go edit it yourself.
But no, I think that is that's the part where it's like, I don't know if I'm like a plant or an op, because I think a lot of these spaces that we're in, it's too easy to get in. And it's easy to say that once you're already in and you're successful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a successful comedian yet, right? Like, I know how much money I've made from comedy. I've made $2,500 from comedy. That's how much I've made.
That's more than a lot of comedians.
Yeah, everybody ain't breaking a comma. It's a lot of people out here, they ain't breaking a
six
comma.
Months in, $2,500, cool. I'll take that. But I also have a different love for the craft. Rob could tell you, since me and Rob been friends, I knew who Rob was before I was a fan. When we became friends, I've called him multiple times, yo, what you think about this? And just talking to him about comedy. A lot of people don't do that. I'm noticing a lot of people that just say, I'm a comic or I'm a comedian or I'm going to do comedy. They don't do that. They're not having, they don't love the craft to where they're saying, let me call someone who knows what they're doing and let's just have a conversation just because it's Tuesday. I just want to see the way their mind works around this. I think this is funny, but do you think this is funny? Tell me why you don't think this is funny. Will this work with your, you know, your endless years and experience in comedy? They're not doing that.
Because we live in a society of microwave careers. We live in a society of like, oh, monkey see, monkey do. I could do that. I could buy me a mic. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're up on stage? I could do that too. But we don't really live in an era of like people who are like attracted to the art and willing to study the art and practice the art in order to perfect it. And like acting, like all these things that you see and you think are glamorous and are beautiful and they look cool and fun requires for you to master the art in a way and like practice and take L's on stage. And like, you know,
I don't like how you point the L towards me, but
I'm the one that eats shit. He don't eat shit no more.
I ain't saying that.
No, that's what he was getting
at. But once upon a time,
there's only two of us that can get pointed at. I was like, I don't do that anymore.
No, I mean, it's part of the creative process. It's part of growing pains is necessary. You know, I feel like while you're creating, if it doesn't connect, it doesn't connect. You know, if you can learn from that, you can learn from that, you know.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at UH1.com.
But sorry to cut you off.
You didn't cut me off. I commend you, okay. Shit, because I was like, this shit, this hurts.
I just think that you remember when Elliot Wilson and them used to say like, we need a board. I feel like as creatives, where there needs to be like a proven ground. It needs to be like,
especially on this podcast shit.
It has to be,
because I'm almost afraid. I'm embarrassed to tell people. Like people are like, what do you do? I'm like, oh, I'm an author. I'm like, I couldn't wait to write a book because I did not want to be like. I would always laugh when people are like, what do you do? I'm like, I'm a podcaster. Because it's so fucking stupid.
But are you a podcaster or do you have a podcast?
I have a podcast, but I don't know why. It made me cringe because of the amount of cringy fucking content.
Yeah.
Under the guise of podcast. Because anyone could have a fucking podcast. You just fucking literally sign up. And so, yeah, I feel you.
I mean, there's always been levels. I've always told people that. There's always been levels to it. But when you have to answer that question, I get it. It's like people be like, what do you do?
I'm on the top level of this shit.
I'm like, listen, I want you to understand. I monetize my podcast. Right. They don't get that. They don't get. Oh, right. You do a podcast. You got a little mic in a grass wall.
Right.
No, I don't got a grass wall, bitch. But I got a mic.
I own a studio. How about that?
Right. But see, so I just think, man, there needs to be a proving ground. You got to really, if you want to do the shit, there got to be something. Like with comedy, for the most part, it hasn't changed all the way yet. With comedy, you still have to go prove yourself.
Yeah.
You can have a good show. You have two good shows. You still got to go prove yourself. Mm-hmm. So you still got to go to these open mics. You still got to crack your teeth. You still got to, if you're in it, like, you know, like we're in it where we're comics, I still got to make sure I'm showing face at these open mics, because I want to make sure I pass over at this club, and I want to make sure I pass over at this club, and I want to make sure I go on the road with this comic and get this feeling. I want to make sure I get up in front of, I want to get as much stage time as possible. So if somebody hits me, I'm going. I'm coming. I'm going. It doesn't It doesn't matter. And I get that not everybody could do that. I get that I'm successful elsewhere, that which gives me the time to say, all right, I'll go eat shit over here for 5 minutes. I'll get myself there. But just if I get stage time, I'll be there. But there still needs to be some level of, like, sacrifice and commitment that these people are putting in. Because it's just, it's muddy in the water, man. Like, just everybody, so everybody does it.
Well, there's no, like, music, there's certain parameters you gotta, like, have, you know. It looks easy. It looks like we just up there talking, and everyone has to talk. Like, most people talk in their lives, so they're like, oh, I could do that. I should be doing that. You know, like, I remember the comic strip, they used to have this thing for auditions. The line would be, like, 1,000 people. Literally 1,000 people. These aren't all the comics in New York. These are just all the comics who could be there on that Tuesday to stand in line to, like, potentially get in at this club.
Right.
And then, like, put in perspective, like, there's so many comics in, like, on the coast. There's so many comics. It's tons.
I feel like podcasters are the new comics.
Not for real,
but I feel like it's like if you, it's like if women go on a, like if women in LA go on a dating app and you see like you're a comedian and like or like actor.
Oh, you're
like,
saying like that?
The profiles fit the same.
Oh, I think not even then. I think right now podcaster probably is worse than comedian now.
Yeah, for sure.
Or actor, like
yeah, it's just, you might be right. You're
podcast
right.
Like because at least with actor and comic. People don't have, like, a negative connotation with them. It's the profession.
Right.
Oh, we like get it. You're an actor. Mm-hmm. You'll make it. We get it. We get that.
With podcasts, it's like you're an asshole.
Oh, so you believe that all women... Oh, God, bitch.
Also,
I didn't even say that.
I think people have, like, a loving relationship with the top of acting. They have a loving relationship with the top of stand-up. They don't have a loving relationship with the top of podcasting.
You know why? Because the top of acting and the top of comedian or comedy, there still is a separation that your talent causes. There's still a level of, I can't do that. There's a level of, no matter how easy it looks, how fluke, you're like, I'm telling you, not just because you're saying it, I've watched Rob and I'm like, it's just, it'd be like his old throwaway bitch that he'll just put on Instagram, right? And I'd be like, nah, son, I can't do that. Like, the way he makes you look at something and spins it, you're like...
The timing.
The chip. Are we chipping? I'm like, my mind doesn't work like that. Right? Like, even at the top of my craft, my mind will never work like that. There's no one's looking at a podcaster like, oh, I couldn't do that. Somebody sat with me.
I can't talk, but more people should because you can't, and it looks easy.
Well, now when you got somebody like Shannon Sharp who just let Cat Williams talk for 2 hours and 40 minutes. No, I take it back. He let him talk for 2 hours and 30 minutes. The other 10 minutes when Shannon talked. You'll look at it and be like, yeah, I could do that. I can just let someone talk and make all the accusations and not challenge them on anything. I could let anyone do that.
But Cat's not there if he's not Shannon Sharp.
Yes, he is.
Right.
Cat's not there if he's Cat not just, if he's not multiple Super Bowl Hall of Fame.
He went on Willie D's podcast.
He's Willie D.
I hope he comes on my podcast.
I'm not disrespecting the Ghetto Boys. I'm just saying, like, I don't think he went. I think he went on Shannon Sharp because he knew. I think. I don't even know if it's the reach. I think he had an agenda.
He went to the platform where they were speaking about him.
That's it, and right. That's what I. Yes, that is it. And he knew Shannon wasn't as smart as him.
Duh.
So he knew he was not going to get he knew he could misspeak. Like, I do think Cat Williams read 300 books a year. I don't think he read 3,000. And I think just, you ever see your uncle just drunk and they're just talking, but they're like making good points and they just having to, man, that was 3,000 books I did a year. 3,000.
He was speaking in parables. You're not supposed to take it literally. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jesus. The 3,000 books represents
just a lot of books.
More than you, nigga. You know? More than you said, read. How about that?
I read the encyclopedia at 10 and then went outside and realized I knew nothing. Like, that was a parable. You know what I'm saying? Like, about being book smart and street smart. Like, you ain't do the science. You only watch it once. I could tell.
You got to translate.
It was me?
Yeah, I could tell you only watch
it
once.
Yeah, I didn't have another 2.5 hours, bro.
How many times did you watch it?
Come on. Every day, that's how I get my day started with Shay Shay. You know what I'm saying?
You're a committed Shay Shay fan.
1-2-1-2.
Guys from the city, and you know Mac Wiles, we own. Life of the party, my boy home. That's Miles Jones.
It's the guys in store.
Check it out, y'all.
I'll take you to enjoy.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.